Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. Here we are with One Harmonic Whole, back for another mini podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love your laugh there, Jill. That's exactly where we're going today. Is we need to remember to laugh so hard that your muscles in your face hurt.
Make those, oh my God, just even now, just think about a time or just recall the experience of having the muscles in your face hurt from laughing. It's like ecstasy to think about that.
You go
Bliss.
to, yep, you go to a good comedian. Why do you go to a comedian? Because you feel good. You laugh.
Yeah.
Why do you hang out with the certain people you do? Because you laugh. It releases these really feel good endorphins, like you're saying, this euphoria that goes through your body.
Yes. Do you, Kim, have any idea offhand, like how many muscles are in our face, especially like around our mouth, our cheek, that kind of thing?
I don't.
Me either, because I'm not like, I don't know that thing, but there's a lot. We'll leave it at that. And
Yeah.
yes, it's they're highly underused.
Yeah, you hear us on this mini podcast every week laugh, but we're not talking about this little laugh. We're talking about the big chuckle. Like you're laughing for a good 30 minutes straight
Yeah.
and you're Ooh. Think of all the other muscles in your body that you constantly use. And if you don't use them, they get sore over time. So if
They
also you
atrophy.
laugh,
Yeah.
yep. So when you're laughing for a while and your cheeks hurt, that's a sign that maybe you need to start laughing a little bit more.
And it's a great experience. It is just we have, to have your face hurt, your cheeks hurt from laughing. I mean, because it's funny, because funny on levels of funny, because when you're laughing that hard and your cheeks hurt, like you keep laughing, you're like, oh my God, my cheeks hurt, and you want the hurt to stop, but you kind of don't, because the whole experience is like wild. To have it so many layers of like intensity of enjoyment going on, so it's like your cheeks hurt when you're laughing hard like that, but it's not a pain where you're like, oh my God, it's okay, let me put it this way, it's not like a serious pain, oh my God, this is so bad, it's a laughter pain, it's like, oh my God, my cheeks hurt, and it makes you laugh more.
I had some experiences this morning that contraindicate the laughing, put it that way. And as we're talking, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is happening, and this, and it was one thing after another after another. And I got myself kind of wrapped up in the energy of that. It's like one thing trickled and then is very quick, very soft, very sudden. But I can't, it happened so fast that a trickling effect of one thing after another after another. And then somehow we got started laughing. I just have to laugh about it. And then Jill's like, well, the muscles in your mouth. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's our message. I wasn't laughing with the situation. I wasn't just playing with it. I got myself caught up. And I know we're talking about the very, very deep laughter, but sometimes just seeing how we were, where I was creating a bigger scene than what it had to be, I started creating that. And just talking about laughter changed the whole entire situation and be like, yeah, I can laugh about that. And then it got into more of the deeper laughter. It very quickly shifted into the other aspect, into a positive. Okay.
Nothing else changed. We just changed what we were doing. Nothing else changed. Yeah, and mine wasn't, I haven't gotten into that like deep, my face hurts laughter actually in quite a long time. I'm going to be honest. I've tended to so much of my life to be a really serious person, so much of my adult life. And I'm like intent on changing that. And so I've been recently, like literally very lightheartedly, but literally reminding my face to smile. I'm like, hey face, smile. I'm like, why are you And it does instantly. As soon as you tell it, it's like kind of like it's, you know, not my face, but it is my face. I'm like, hey, face, would you smile? Oh, okay, yeah, I'll smile. And then even saying that to you now, Kim, it doesn't make you laugh. It makes me giggle a little bit even when I say it. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. So, you know, if you can laugh today where your cheeks hurt, great. You can laugh every day, multiple times a day like that, great. If you can't, great. It just be where you are with it. You know, for me, because I tend to lean towards the very serious range of life, I have to remind myself a lot to go into smile and laughter. And I'm going to keep doing it, Kim, until I'm having my cheeks hurt laughter. Because like you said, it shifts things. Nothing else has had to change. And it just shifts things.
Tomorrow we're going to come back and we're going to say, our cheeks hurt so bad today. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Everyone who's listening here, or most everyone, you can come back and say the same thing. We would love to hear that.
Yes. This is a wonderful pick-me-up message today. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, everyone. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Kim. And thanks for listening. Until next time.